This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached his parliamentary constituency Varanasi this evening. He will participate in Mahila Sammelan and inaugurate various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi in a short while. The event is being planned as a women-led program with party workers from the women's wing handling all arrangements at the venue. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects of over 4,000 crore rupees at Paljor Stadium in Sikkim's capital Gangtok today. He also announced 6 cricket academies for the Northeast region. The projects were launched at the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi described the Northeast as India's Ashtalakshmi.
North East Hindustan ki Ashtalakshmi hai. Isliye hum Act East ki policy par to kaam kar hi rahe hain. Humne North East ke liye Act Fast ka sankalp bhi liya hai. Aur isliye Act East Act Fast. Aaj bhi yahan hazaron crore rupiye ki seja pariyojanaon ka lokarpan aur shilanyas hua hai. Inme road, power, tourism, health, education, har tarah ke project shamil hai.
The Prime Minister said Sikkim's success in organic and natural farming has become a model for the country. A grand cultural program titled 1,000 Steps of Unity, featuring over 1,500 local artists, was held to mark the occasion. All preparations are in place for voting in West Bengal tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Police have intensified security operations. More than 800 people were arrested in poll-bound districts yesterday. So far, 2,300 arrests have been made. Acting on the Election Commission's directive to ensure free and peaceful voting, police have been targeting identified troublemakers. Central forces have also stepped up patrols, route marches and checkpoint inspections across districts. The government has assured 100% supply of domestic LPG, PNG for households and CNG for transport across the country. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said domestic LPG supply remains stable with no dryouts reported at any distributorship. She said the government is restoring commercial LPG and PNG supplies up to 70% with priority being given to hospitals and educational institutions. The Ministry of Textiles is closely monitoring the West Asia situation. Trade advisor to the Ministry of Textiles, Bipin Menon, said that issues such as shipping disruptions and logistics are being addressed, with exporters advised to use alternate routes and ports like Jeddah. Director in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving any Indian flag vessel have been reported in the last 24 hours. The government has issued a nationwide heat wave advisory to states and union territories to protect workers and labourers from the adverse effects of rising temperatures and heat wave. The states have been advised to issue necessary directions to employers, occupiers, industries and construction companies for immediate implementation of safety measures for workers. The Labour and Employment Ministry emphasised the need for a coordinated, multi-sectoral and multidimensional approach to protect workers, particularly those employed in outdoor and labor-intensive sectors. The ministry has asked to ensure adequate drinking water facilities and provisions for rest areas and cooling off workplaces. They have been advised to coordinate with the health department to ensure regular health checkups of the workers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met United Nations General Assembly President Annalena Baerbock in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed UN80 initiative, sustainable development goals, the implications of artificial intelligence and the ongoing conflict in West Asia. The benchmark domestic equity indices fell around 0.5% today. The Sensex slipped 417 points to close at 76,887, while the Nifty dipped 97 points to settle at 23,996. However, the broader market indices on the National Stock Exchange ended in the green. And in IPL cricket, hosts Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Molanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.